lot of the songs were written in my recovery time from the accident that I was involved in with Rich, and a lot of that was just kind of a more or less a therapy thing for me to write songs and go, okay, I'm going to get back to the point where I can do this. And because I was pretty far down, I mean, singing wise, my voice was about to like 15% of what it is now, probably. And I just other physical things, I wasn't doing real good. But I was writing songs because it's something I could do, and something that I was hoping for. I'm hoping that I can play this song for people someday, at some point. And so I think one reason why a lot of people's second record isn't as good is because their first record is songs that they've just written over the years coming out. And then after that, they're like, okay, I need to start writing songs that people are going to like, that are going to be catchy, that the radio's going to like. And you start trying to please so many people instead of just expressing what's inside of you, that somebody that comes out sounding kind of hollow or artificial. And I try to stay away from that very easy, because you want people to listen to what you have to say, because they're drawn to the music by something, by its catchiness. So it's very easy to try and make it palatable to people. But sometimes the best thing for people to hear is something that's not so palatable.